Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Soleimani Sono, S-O-U-L-E-Y, M-A-N-E, last name is Sono, S-O-N-O, date of birth 2/23/98, date of accident is 9/29/2021, and date of service is August, August 12, 2021. Patient initially was involved in an accident where his car was rear-ended. Then he hit another car in front. He was driving. He is a Uber driver, and there was one passenger in the back. And the impact of the accident caused him headaches along with ringing in the ear, loss of concentration, disorientation, and confusion. And he started having severe pain in the lower back, mid-back, and neck area. Subsequent examination prompted for MRIs, which were done. The MRI showed a herniated disc, bulging disc at L4, L5, and L5S1, indenting the ventral thecal sac and elevating the posterior longitudinal ligament, neural foramen, and nerve. There was a interspinal ligament involvement from L3, 4, L4, 5, L5, S1, leading to interspinous ligament injury and edema. Cervical spine MRI showed herniated disc at C4, 5, bulging disc at C5, 6, and C6, 7, leading to indentation on the ventral thecal sac and elevation of the posterior longitudinal ligament and decreased intervertebral disc signal without any spinal stenosis or neural foramen and nerve. The patient was advised to consider having sets of injections that he has been doing, and the treatment has brought him an 80% relief in the pain symptom. Currently, the patient has pain only in the lower back to the tune of 4. No neck pain is present. He has no neck pain. No radiation is reported. Pain level is less than 5, and ADLs are also not gravely affected beyond 5. Once again, 80% relief has been obtained by the therapy and various treatments that have been afforded to the patient. In the system review, patient has headaches which have become milder, less frequent, less intense, and there is some fatigue, but patient has no symptom of dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbances, confusion, disorientation, seizure, or blackouts, or any memory issue, focus problem, balance problem. In the pain and numbness, patient has lower back stiffness and lower back pain, but there is no other symptoms. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing is reported. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine. Frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine is reported. Respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath is reported. In last 30 days, patient report that there are no changes in the pain level. In fact, it has improved. And there is no relevant medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. And current pain medications will be Tylenol with codeine and Ortram. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 122/84, pulse is 68, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical examination will be same from the previous visit, which is dictation number 0602-060. Plan of care. The patient has recovered from chest pain, middle back pain, and neck pain completely, and it appears no treatment will be needed. Patient has been advised about home exercise plan, especially stretching and traction of the spine, cervical spine, as well as the lower spine, at home on a daily basis. Yoga exercises have been advised and McKenzie exercises as well, and to recuperate. The patient is being placed for 2 times physical therapy now, only focusing on the lumbar region. And he's being placed on a light duty job where he can work part-time, 7 hours, 7 days for 10 pound lifting limit. His labs have been reviewed, maps were reviewed, and patient is continuing on medication, which is Celebrex, 200 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory, gabapentin 600 milligram twice a day for headaches, and Tramadol ER 100 milligram for pain relief, Ambien 5 milligram just for help with the sleep, Nexium 20 milligram twice a day for help with the stomach pain, and Imitrex 100 milligram PRN for severe headaches. Patient has completed 4 epidural injections to the lumbar region. His pain in the sacroiliac joint is almost better. And he also received 2 sets of intraspinous injections. And he has recovered quite a bit. Thank you. He is advised to continue his physical therapy, as well as he can try chiropractic treatment and acupuncture if he chooses so. And the conservative treatment is all he needs. Thank you.